About 50% of resident orca whales in Puget Sound are not expected to live beyond a single year. They face a lot of obstacles to survival. For one thing, their favorite food, salmon, is in shorter and shorter supply. And the salmon that are left are loaded with toxins and
Flonase, Aleve, Tylenol, Advil, Benadryl, Cipro, Paxil, Valium, Zoloft, Tagamet, Oxycontin, Darvon, and Lipitor. Consult your doctor to see if salmon is right for you.
Thank you, Stephen Colbert. Now a group of scientists wants to help resident orca whales survive with a new health care record program. The idea is to track the health of each resident whale. Joe Gatos is chief scientist with the Sea Doc Society, an outpost of the UC Davis Wildlife Health Center that's headquartered up on Orcas Island.
The southern resident killer whales are one of the best studied wild marine mammal populations in the world. And we have a lot of data, a lot of information, but all those records are kept in disparate places now. The individual researchers keep those records, which is the way that things work in science. But you can imagine the complexity if you go to your doctor and you go to your general practitioner and they say, well, I'm not really sure what happened there because I need to find your radiologist or I need to find your internist or your oncologist. But, so pulling all of the data together in one place is going to really allow us to assess the health of these animals in a real-time way that we think will benefit management and conservation.
Will you give us an example of how that health assessment would happen?
Sure. So on an individual animal basis, if, for example, an animal stranded, it ended up on the beach in a place it shouldn't be in British Columbia last year in Prince Rupert. And if that sort of thing happens, you know, you obviously want to get the animal back into the water, back into its natural conditions. So if we have an individual animal health record, we can immediately look at that health record and say, hey, this animal had a photograph taken a day ago. It had some photogrammetry taken. It was in very good health. We think this animal just got stuck in a bad place. We feel super good about pushing it back into the water and letting it go. Conversely, we have a health record on that same animal that shows, hey, here's a pregnant animal. Here's an animal that she's losing body condition. She has other signs of disease. We're doing her a disservice just to push her back out. She's on that beach because she's sick. And then we need to say, okay, what else can be done for this animal? So it gives us the ability to make some real-time decisions on how we can help these animals in compromised condition.
You know, I didn't know that researchers kept all their work so separate and private. Why is that?
Well, you can imagine if you go out all the time, you're collecting data, you're judged on your ability to publish that data and provide information that helps make the world a better place and make people understand things more completely. And you don't want to just give that information away willy-nilly and have other people publish on it when you've spent all that time and energy and money collecting it. So this is a unique opportunity where, you know, we had researchers from the U.S. and Canada together, and everybody said, hey, we are in a position where we think this is the right thing to do. We think that this is going to benefit killer whale conservation, and we think we can do it in a way that we still don't really lose ownership of our data, but it's going to benefit the killer whales as a whole by pulling this stuff together.
And what's going to be the benefit for orcas from this new healthcare record system?
So we think there'll be, we're not there yet, but we think there will be ultimately an individual animal benefit where we can pick up conditions early and maybe see if something's going on with an individual animal. And this is being done right now with endangered mountain gorillas with a great success. I think sooner than that, though, we'll be able to pick up some population-level changes that will allow us to improve management and conservation of these animals. So, you know, if you have one animal that's in poor body condition and maybe unhealthy, that could be just like you or I getting the flu, something goes around. But when you have a whole population of these things coming together, they're showing signs of immunocompromise, they're showing signs of poor body condition, that makes you know, hey, something is going on right now that's stressful to that population. And whether that's increase in underwater noise or whether that's poor availability of salmon for them to eat in February, being able to pick up that signal first is the first step in being able to make a change.
And if we could do a better job of assessing the wider orca population. What could this mean for our resident orca whales in, you know, 20 years or more? What could it mean for the health of this sacred population?
I think the goal is to have them be a growing population, have them be in good body condition, have the population growing. And we had some people at the meeting this week working with mountain gorillas, and they recently came out with a paper showing that this sort of record-keeping system, this sort of potential to intervene on behalf of those animals, is actually benefiting the population. The mountain gorillas that are habituated, that are getting this sort of a thing, their populations are growing. The unhabituated animals that are not recipients of this record-keeping and this intervention, they're not growing. They're actually declining. So I think we can have that happen with the southern resident killer whales as well.
I guess what I really want to know is, how's all this going to affect my odds and my kids' chances of seeing one of these orcas swimming off the island where you live and work?
Right. The goal is to increase those odds dramatically.
That's Joe Gatos, and where he lives and works is Orcas Island. He's a chief scientist with the Sea Doc Society. He told me the health records will only be for the 84 resident orcas for now, but he hopes to create files for all the transient whales that pass through our waters as well.